KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump opened the final week of campaigning with a huge rally in New York City last night, filling Madison Square Garden to capacity and promising supporters.
With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country, and I will bring back the American dream.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, meanwhile, voicing confidence ahead of next week's general election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Addressing Donald Trump's New York City rally Sunday evening, Speaker Johnson said Americans are ready to turn the page on the Biden-Harris administration.
Do you want four more years of open borders? I don't think you do.
And the GOP speaker said he's expecting a Republican sweep at the national level on November 5th.
We're going to grow the House majority. We're going to take back the Senate and send Donald Trump back to the White House.
Greg Clugston, New York.
State Board of Election officials say Election Day preparations are continuing smoothly in North Carolina, even as the state recovers from the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
After the first week of early voting, more than 2.3 million voters have cast their ballots in the state, a 30% turnout of registered voters with 8 days remaining until Election Day. While over 400 early voting sites are currently open, local boards of elections are also gearing up to open more than 2,600 Election Day polling stations statewide. The 25 counties in western North Carolina hardest hit by the hurricane will continue to receive additional support to ensure that polling stations are open. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Kamala Harris is seeking to energize voters in Philadelphia, a crucial Democratic stronghold. She needs strong turnout in the city to overcome Republican Donald Trump's strength in Pennsylvania's more rural areas. On Sunday, she attended church services and paid a visit to a barber shop, a bookstore, and a Puerto Rican restaurant. This is SRN News. A major study on transgenderism is being squashed. Here's Michael Harrington with the details.
It was funded by the National Institutes of Health to the tune of $10 million and looked at how giving children puberty blockers to help them live as the opposite sex affected their mental health. But head researcher Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy tells the New York Times she will not release the findings because they indicate that the drugs did not help the kids and says the results would be, quote, weaponized by critics of transgenderism. Dr. Olson Kennedy is a leading trans advocate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts are hesitant to predict what will happen in South Dakota on Election Day. It is one of the 10 states to put ballot measures related to abortion before the voters. It also is one of the 14 states that banned abortion at every stage of pregnancy after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. South Dakota is reliably Republican in presidential elections. The only Democratic presidential candidate to carry the state was President Lyndon Johnson. This is SRN News. Caution, whales crossing. Jeremy House reports the start of the commercial Dungeness crab season in California has been delayed now for the seventh straight year to protect humpback whales passing by from getting trapped in buoy lines.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife says commercial crabbing will be delayed until at least December 1st. It's the latest delay for the start of the commercial season, which traditionally begins in mid-November. The commercial crab industry is one of California's major fisheries, and the shellfish is especially popular around the holidays. Humpback whales can get caught in ropes connected to heavy commercial traps, leaving them injured, starved, or so exhausted they can drown.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. McDonald's says testing has ruled out beef patties as the source of that E. coli outbreak tied to its quarter-pounder hamburgers. The company says it will resume selling them at several of the restaurants. More at srnnews.com.